Masechet Eruvin Daf Kuf Daled, and we're starting at the Mishnah on the Amud. Okay, so we're still discussing here now a couple of differences between halachas in the Beit HaMikdash and outside the Beit HaMikdash. Remember that the problem with halachas in the Beit HaMikdash is a question of shvut, right? So there would be mutar because we say ain shvut b'mikdash. We also saw a couple of distinctions the last few days. Even when we say the concept ain shvut b'mikdash, it's ain shvut b'mikdash de mikdash. Right, it's not a question of a shvut because you happen to be in the Mikdash. It has to be related to the Mikdash. So we saw even in a Hava Amina that you could have a shvut outside the Mikdash, which was considered related to the Mikdash, would be a no shvut either. But I think that wasn't the mainstream of the learning. So the Mishnah carries on and says like this, Boskin melech agabe kevesh, bishus lo yachliku. You can pour salt, right? It's boskin, mefazrin, umechatin la kevesh. So on the ramp, right, you can put salt down. It's obviously an old system of preventing slippering, if the ramp was a bit slippery, shloachliku, that was the first thing. Rashi says, yeah, bozvin ashon kitut, explains what bozkin is, or yotzei ben acharisim. Okay, so basically the idea is that you pour salt on the ramp so it doesn't become slippery, and we're assuming over here now that you're using the ramp because you're carrying up parts of the animal to do to put onto the mizbeach. That's part of the avoda. And umemalin, and you can fill up water, mi ber agola. We'll see now there are different types of berot. Ber agola, umi ber hagadol. Right, these two berot, ber agola, ber hagadol, begalgal b'shabbat. Right, with when we say galgal, we're talking here like with some sort of mechanical utility, right? To Rashi says, yeah, torin beloaz. Right, so like you use some sort of mechanical pump or mechanical, like a borehole or a well of some kind. Right, and then the last halacha here in the Mishnah is u'mibe'er hakir b'yom tov. So on Shabbos you can use the be'er hagola u'mibe'er hagadol, and on Shabbos mibe'er hakir. Sorry, on Shabbos and be'er hakir b'yom tov. Rashi mibe'er hakir b'yom tov ve'lo b'Shabbat and not on Shabbos. And we'll see, right, the Gemara says here, Rashi says, in the Gemara Farish, my new, what is this Be'er HaKir? Okay, so it sounds like the well of the wall, but it's not the well of the wall. We'll see the word Kir here comes from a different root. It's not like when Rami Le Rav Ike Mipar Shurina Le Rava. So firstly, Rashi tells us here that this Par Shurina is from a place. So he asks a Kasha to Rava. Tana, Blonah Mishnah Boski Melech HaGabe HaKevesh. You can pour the salt and spread the salt out on the ramp. So in the Mikdash, yes, in the Mikdash, no. Right, so that's what our Mishnah says. V'raminin, here comes the stira. We've got a brighter that says, Chatzer shnit kalkala b'mei mei geshamim. If you've got a courtyard that's been damaged by rainwater, we can relate to that in the last couple of days, right? Especially this morning, I think that most of anybody's courtyards, which was only sand, would have been very damaged. I think something like 20% of the rainfall for our area fell over Shabbos, if not more. Now, I know that because, as I mentioned, a person in Mashir this morning happens to measure, he has one of those rain measures in his garden. And he told me that 80 milliliters dropped last night, something like 120 milliliters dropped this morning. Now, in our area, it's about 500 milliliters the whole year. That's the rainfall. Average rainfall in Tel Mon is about 500 milliliters, something like that. And last night and today was about 185 or close to 190 milliliters. So it's like...
Most of that's in my house this morning.
Most of that's in your house. Okay, whatever's not in my house, in your house. Right?
I think he was allowed to measure if he was sitting in the barn.
He wasn't measuring. He's got like one of these big tubes. And you have these measuring tubes that are on the ground that he measures.
A rain gauge.
A rain gauge, thank you. Okay, he's been measuring for years, and we get an update on the rain all the time. It's quite amazing. So he says over here, we've got a stira. Chatzer shnit kalkala b'mei mei geshamim. It has been ruined. Right, bear in mind that these guys, their chatzer were made of sand, and the whole idea was that you're smoothing out the ground all the time, not having holes. So the Mishnah, the bride here says, mevi tevin umardaba. That you can bring tevin, you can bring wheat or hay, or whatever the case was. And you can lay it out. So, and we're not talking about in the Mikdash, we're talking about in the Medina. So he says over there that ani kevesh machlik. What about in the Medina? It's like, what's that? Shani tevin de lo mevatele. He says tevin is different. Why? Because tevin de lo maftil or lo mevatele. Right. This is over here. that that the tevin is lo mevatel. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Lo mevatelay. Velikem mishum ishvuyei gumot. Now we learned this before Mitzvah Shabbos, right? We're back to Mitzvah Shabbos. Remember that we're finishing every year of Lech Shabbos. Ishvuyei gumot is when you want to flatten out you cut fitting in the holes. And that's bone. That's ishvuyei bone. Right? So ishvuyei gumot the melachahu b'Shabbat. Tavek kebinyan. It's like building. The minute the chazal lemacha behema or letit. החומות לא מבטל להתם, אבל מלח, מי שנדרס ברגל, לא חזו, מסתם מבטל להם במדידה אסור. He says, no. When you put out the tit there, some sort of a wheat, or whatever the case is, which is used for animal fodder, doesn't get ruined, it isn't gone, it isn't become annulled, it lost its identity into the walls, into the floors. So therefore, it's not called binui, because you're using it there to walk on, but you can bring animal after Shabbos, you can come and eat it, or even during Shabbos. But salt, when you pour salt into the kevesh, the salt dissolves and goes away. So that's, it disappears. That's similar to beetle. So Amar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Rav Ashi, hi melech hakidami. Give us examples. How does this salt story work? If you say that on the one hand it is beetle, so then it should be asur because of binyan. Even on the Mizbeach, even during the week, forget about Shabbos, you can't build on the Mizbeach. Why can't you build on the Mizbeach? And look in the Gemara, there round brackets, there's a part taken out. The Meshul HaShas over here, if you look on the Meshul HaShas, so in those brackets, it says, the Rashal Mochek Ze. But Rashi actually quotes it. Look, Rashi, what's the problem with adding salt if salt is binyan during the week on the Mizbeach? It says, Dichtivi, what's the Pasuk? Hako Bichtav Be'er Hashem Alai HaMaskil. Right? What's that story about over there? This is in Divrayam. It says, Shea binyan nimsa le-David le-dei nevi'im. The measurements of the binyan were given to David by the prophets. Shlo losif lo ligroi. Can't add or detract anything. Right? V'ite nachtelei mishum Shabbat velohi. He doesn't like it. Bottom line is, what's our problem? And even during the week, you can't come and add measurements down there. If you're suddenly adding a layer of salt to the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach becomes thicker than what it should be, and that's an issue with regards to the Mizbeach. It's separate from them all together. So what is this salt doing? That's the further. Either loka mevatle, and if you aren't going to mevatle the salt, that means the salt maintains its identity, it isn't absorbed or annulled in the Mizbeach, we've got even a bigger problem. Gavi echatitza bo lecha devarim lekevesh. So, right, right, he says, oh, yeah, listen now. The question story is, Kahavi Chatitza. That's the Chatitza. Look at Rashi, Bein Raglem Kevesh. Between your feet and the Kevesh. Chatitza Kihad Gab de Psulin. It's a puzzle this sort of way. Why did now Mishkina Kochim, Sechet Zvachim, Kola Zvachim, Shekibel Daman, Zarv, Onen, Varal, Yoshev, Omed, Al Gabe Kli, Al Gabe Regal, Behem, Al Gabe Regal, Chavera Pasu. When you're carrying up this Avoda, doing the Avoda, you can't be in Arel, you can't be Tama, you can't be sitting, you can't be standing on something. So if on the one hand the salt, Selwyn's agreeing with the Gemara. Selwyn's saying yes, okay, I'm happy, right? If the salt on the one hand is mosif, so then it's boni. If it's batel, if it's not batel, it's a chatzitza. So we might have shaka seems to be a problem, right? The Gemara says no. Bodech lever mekevish lava bodehi. We're only speaking now about when you're walking up and you're carrying the animal's parts up to the kevish. That's not part of the avoda. Avoda is the actual burning of the mizbeach. That's not an avoda. The word says, velo, not an avoda. That's not an avoda. Bahakati, we've got a pass the Gemara says, v'ikriva kohen takol, v'ikriva mizbecha. Right, what does it mean, v'ikriva takol? Look at Rashi. Rashi dekra, the pasuk of here says, v'hakerev ha-kraayim, yurchas when you're washing it with water, v'ikriva kohen takol, and you've got to be makdish, makriv, every all of it, v'ikriva mizbecha, olahu isherech nechoach l'ashem. Look at Rashi here. Rashi dekravi kriva kraim yichatz amayim alma be'evarim kamishtayek. Are we speaking there about the pieces of the meat? Umidabayi kahuna shma min avodah. And since the kohanim have to do it, it's part of the avodah. Va'amar mar. Right? And we've got a Gemara over here. The Gemara quotes over here. Gemara from Masechet Pesachim. Zo holechet evarim lekevesh. This passage is speaking about holechet evarim lekevesh. So how can you tell me that holechet evarim, carrying the pieces of the meat up to the mizbeach, is on avoda, and therefore we don't worry about chatzitza. Ela ema, the Gemara says, you're after, right. We're speaking about it. Yeah, when would it be mutar? Bo holechet eitzim le ma'aracha, the love avodahi. if you were carrying the wood up. You're right. You couldn't take the animal pieces up. If you've got a chatzitza of the snow, of the salt, then it'll be a chatzitza. When you're carrying up the wood, it wouldn't be a chatzitza. Now, Darish Rava, Rava says like this, chatzer shnit kalkala b'meimei geshamim. Right, I say, if your courtyard got ruined by the rain, so you can bring tevin umardaba. You can bring tevin there, some grain or wheat or hay, and spread it out and be able to use your garden. Amar leira papa le rava v'ha tanya kishu merade eno merade lo besav lo bekupa elo beshule kupa. So he says, I'm not sure you can do it because look here, we learned over here. I've got a bright. When you do it, you're going to do it by lachayad, basically. You can't do it in normal words. So the Gemara, this is basically on the back of the, when we brought that example. We're going to bring a story about that. So how did Rabbi quick backtracked? Okay, Rabbi Amori brought up a guy like who would publicize it for him. Alev Darash, Varim Shama, listen to this. This is unbelievable. I've got to, and I'll tell you my story. I always tell the story in a second. Right? He said, like, Varim Shama, Tilifnechem, Ta'ut Hein Beyadi. I made a mistake. Rava was not embarrassed to get an Amora stand up and go and publicize the fact that the Psak Halocha that he gave was a mistake. He said, Ta'ut, I made a mistake. Baram, this is what I should be saying. Ka Hamru Mishum Rebbe Eliezer. In a separate way. I have to hear the story I went to before, but in the last Amud, since we're the last daf of Erevin, I'll tell it again, you know, what I was in Yeshiva, because it's in a legend, but I actually witnessed it myself. Rav Amital and Rav Ruchlin used to alternate giving a shiur klali every Tuesday afternoon. Ruchlin was a long shiur klali, and Rav Amital was about an hour shiur klali. So most of us who never understood Rav Ruchlin's long shiur klali used to go to Amital's shiur klali. It was easy to understand and short. If you never understood it, you used to only be there for about an hour. So I was sitting in the shul. Rav Amital came in, opened up his Gemara, started talking. I don't think he'd spoken, I'm not exaggerating, for 3 minutes. And one of the guys in the Beit Midrash put up his hand and said, Avala Rav, and asked him a question. Amital looked at him, closed the Gemara, and said, okay, Zeh Ulai Yom, walked out. Never try to fight with a guy, never try to argue with him, never try to shut him down. He realized that he had mislearned the pshat, he had explained it wrong. His whole shir was based on a misunderstanding. What can you do? Emet is Emet. Closed the Gemara and walked out. The shir klali that day was about 4 minutes. And you see over here, that's my master. The shir tell him, all right, you make a mistake. Not the end of the world, nothing to be embarrassed about. The biggest talmid chachamim can sometimes also make a mistake. The Mishnah carries on. Mamali mi bora gola. So ule ikla de beira benasha. So we'll see now in a second what's it going to do with it. Right? It seems that the problem with using wells and using these machinery is because they make a noise. Remember we spoke about it the other day about Avshe Milta. We discussed the Avshe Milta using a washing machine on Shabbos and a dishwasher on Shabbos, the issue of noise. Right? So ule ikla de beira benasha. See, it was at Rabbi Nasha's place. And atahu gavra. Some guy came along, Tarif Ababa, knocked on the door. Right? That's the second round of Abdullah in the house. And knocked on the door. Look at Rashi there. The very first wide line. Tarif Ababa. He kishala delet begrofoi. He knocked with his knuckles, with his fist. They shmir kol. And made a loud noise. Right? So this is what Rav Ula hears. Right? Remember that they at Bay Rav Menashe's place. So Amar Saulish says now, man, hi, who's this guy? Litachel Gufe. Almost like cursed him. He says his guf should be mitchalel, right? Why the Chamachil and the Shabbos be mitchalel Shabbos? Right? Look at Rashi, the Chamachil Shabbos. The Ksavar Kol Ulule Kala Asi. Rava was on the Ula was of the opinion that anything you do that makes a noise on Shabbos is Asu. Okay? So Amale Rabba. So Rabbi says to him, right, lo asher lo kol shel shir. So what are you talking about? It's only asher if you make a noise of musical noise. Look at Rashi. Hanishma ka'en shir b'ne'ima b'nachat, like even singing or whatever the case is, some sort of musical, some sort of tune. So on that, Abaya asks the kashi. Etiv Abaya, ma'alin bidyufei u'metifin miyark l'chole b'shabbat. Now, they're not connected here, but it's interesting. The first thing over here, Ma'alin b'dufi. Dufi over here is dupi, right? Du meaning two and pi meaning mouth, like a tube sprung. Like a, if you understand the way Rashi explains what's going on over here, said you can basically siphon wine from one barrel to the other. And he explained, you put your mouth over the one side, you suck it, get a vacuum, and then you put the pipe into the other side and you cause a vacuum to go. And you siphon, I don't know if any of you even know, when we were kids, you used to run out of petrol, you used to like siphon petrol from into a car if we're like stuck on the road, right? So that's the same idea over here. So Malimbi Tufi Matifin, you can do that. You can siphon from barrel to barrel on Shabbos. And so that's midyufe. Umetifin miyarek lecholi. What is metifin yarek? This is quite interesting. Look at Rashi. Klihu, this yarek. I'm not sure how you even pronounce it. Yeah? Am I pronouncing it correctly? Umetifin meyarak. Meyarak. But it's like a silent Judah. Yeah? Look at Rashi. He says like this. Klihu, it's type of some sort of utensil. Upiv tsar. It's got a narrow mouth. Veshel matech man of steel, umenukav betach totav. In the bottom, it's got lots of holes. Nekavim, nekavim dakin, like a shower head. Okay, like imagine like a shower head. Umemale mayim, and you fill up with water. Vesotem piva elyon, and you close the top of it, the top hole. Vechos much piv satum, and a mayim yotzin menekavim atachtoni. It's like a vacuum fills, right? You put it, you fill it up, and you block it at the top. Forms like a vacuum, so the water doesn't come out. You open your finger, lift your finger on the top hole, and suddenly the vacuum goes away, and the water then now will drip out of these little holes. Ukesherotze notel pekake, and you open up the top. Vamayim yotzin menekavim tip achar tif, drop by drop. You turn over some sort of pot underneath it. You've got like tip, 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 some sort of like very nice sound for a sick person. Right? So Abaya asks, Kasha over here, says, Lechole in le bari lo. So this is good loud for a chole, not for a bari. But we see over here, right? Basically, the story over here, he's asking Makasha, where do you see music? Right, and this seems to be asur for a bari, only for a chole. Right, Echidami, love the name, v'kabai de litar. Says Avia, what's going on with Sabaya? Isn't this because the guy's sleeping, the name, he's sleeping. V'kabai de litar, you gotta wake him up. So shma mina, ulude kala asir. This isn't a kasha here to Rabba. This is supporting Rabula. Ula said that any noise of making a noise is asur. Rabbi said, no, only a musical noise. Yeah, Abaya proves from him that this drip, tip, 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 tap. You want to wake up the guy who's sleeping, a sick guy who's sleeping. That's mutar. If he's sick, if he's not sick, you can't. So any noise would be asur, not only a musical noise. Because the heter is only for a sick guy. For a guy who's not sick, it's asur to make any noise. Right, so he says to him, Abaya, Rabbi said, Lord, the tir kabai de linim. He's actually on the contrary. This sick guy is actually awake. If you look right down to the Likut Rashi over there, from Chulin and from Tanit, so it says, Tir, air, he's actually awake, in Targinan, right? By Yaketz v'itair, he woke up, right? So he's actually, he says, Lord, the Tir is awake, goodbye, delinim, the mishtama ki kala de zimzumi. So this is some sort of a noise which is going to put him to sleep of some kind. So it is some sort of musical noise, some sort of tranquil type of noise, we put him back to sleep. So we haven't really proven anything over here. It seems like Rabbis like 18 other kasha. If you're guarding you, again, the same kasha over here, whether you can make any noise on Shabbos or any musical noise, it's asur. So Hameshame Perotav Ibnei HaOfot, you're guarding your fruit from the chickens or Dla'avo, your pumpkins from any animals. Meshame Kedarko B'Shabbat, you can do anything that you need to do to guard the animals on Shabbos. Right? Ubi Avad, Shelo yisapek velo yitfach velo yiraked kederech shen osin b'chol. As long as you don't clap, look at Rashi, shelo yispok, kaf al kaf, like go like say this to go away, right? Or so you won't do lo yispok, lo yitfach, or I suppose make a noise like this, or lo yirkan, or dance. Look at Rashi there, beregil, lashmiya kol amit afot, like stamp on the ground. So you can't do any of these things. Why? My timer, lav de kamodit kala, v'chol alude kala asir. Isn't that the reason? There seems to be another kashva bias here to Rabba. The whole reason over here is that you can't stand or stamp or smack or clap because you can't make a noise. And you're saying, only musical noise is asur. Yeah, you see for this bright, any noise is asur. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov, gzeira, doesn't do this. He says, no, that's got nothing to do with noise. Why can't you do any of these steps to get rid of the birds or the animals? Shemi, you told Shor, you might end up picking up a rock and throwing it away. So therefore, you can just make normal things, but don't get too excited because you start getting excited. You end up clapping like this. You don't worry about the noise you're making, says Rabba. But in your excitement to clap to get rid of the bird or the animal, you might pick up a stone, and the stone's mukta, and throw the stone, and that would be your problem. Rashi, yeah? V'yizrok, Rashi says over here, not only mukta, Rashi says, v'yizrok l'shut ha-rabim. L'avriach, end up throwing to rabim from one reshut to the other, and you'll be over on ma'avir from reshut to reshut. What, Clav?
The halacha with respect to music, I mean, okay, musical instruments is clear, but stuff like clapping or
have you never, ever heard in your life anyone say it's usher to clap on Shabbos?
Did you?
You see all these guys, they clap like this, they make with a shinui. People are really frum, clap with a shinui, because they say you can't clap on Shabbos.
You are saying that you can't even, like... You can't even sort of...
Who's stamping away there? You?
Huh?
Who's stamping there?
Me.
Ah.
I'm trying to demonstrate my point.
Okay, look, none of this, what's the aloha there, by the way? Steve, Michael, someone's going to start and say, you know the aloha there on a Meshamer, Pierre Perotab, Ibn Aofot? What's the aloha there?
It is permitted to guard fruit and other produce to protect them from birds and animals on Shabbat, provided that one does not clap or slap his hands in the manner that he would during the week, lest he continue to conduct himself in the manner that he would during the week, and pick up a stone to throw at them, which is prohibited in the public domain. Magin Abraham rules that perhaps today it is unnecessary to be so stringent with regard to this matter, as actual public domains are rare.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's clear because we're talking about something where you're using.
Okay, Steve, go to the previous aloha there, please, of Lo Asher Kol Shel Shir. The previous aloha there, which we had there, Lo Asher Kol Shel Shir.
Is it prohibited to play an instrument on Shabbat? It is even prohibited to knock on a door if this is done in a rhythmic fashion, although it is otherwise permitted. The aloha is in accordance with Rabba, because even Rabbi Asher Bar Yaakov accepts his approach, and Amemos thought to act likewise. The Ramah rules that one may not knock with an instrument designed to produce a sound such as a door knocker. Others teach that if he performs a different action and the sound is produced of its own accord, this is permitted if it is not with the intention.
Okay, that covers it's a grammar. It's okay. It's I don't know whether the Davish Lomit covered. Okay, let's carry on. Right, so now I lost my place now. He says Yaakov Gzara Shemi told Shor. The Lahad Amrav Yuda Amarav. He said, what about this? Nashim Amisakot but Gozim Asur. Women who play with some sort of nuts or some sort of game that Asur. My time love the Kamori Kala. Bakori Kala Asur. The same question isn't the reason the Asur because the nuts might knock each other and make a noise. Says Lord, Dilma Atlish we are Gumot. Then they might want to end up leveling out the playing fields. Dilo Tamach, you don't say that. Had Amrav Yuda Nashim is Patapuchim Asur Hatamai. Ulekala Ika and a Dilma Atlish we are Gumot. So it says the same reason because they say it's Asur with apples. The apples don't make a noise. So the reason why they Asur remember that apples is because also they might come to lay out the fields, level out the fields. Maybe that's where the term leveling out the playing fields comes from. I don't know. All right? It's not. Memali Mibor. Now we go back to Amishta. Memali Mibor HaGola Mibor HaGadol BeGalgal BeShabbat BeMikdash Yom BeDinah Lo. My timer. Lav Mishum De'uli Le'kale V'asir. Same Kashi Anan Abai on Rabba. Another question on Rabba. Amishta says it itself. And you can fill up in the Mikdash, yes, in the Medina, no, why? Because it makes a noise. And then we see over here that in the Medina, it's also make a noise. So it says, no, that's a different reason. Why? You might come to fill up water, if it's so easy to fill up the water, that's the problem. If it's so easy to fill up the water, look at Rashi. Mitoch shemem alin bo belo torach. If you're going to use like a mechanical pump, it's so easy, you might get so excited and draw much more water than you actually need to drink and use the surplus water to fill up your garden, to water, garden your field, your garden or whatever. So Ameima said, no problem, you could do it. In Mechoza, he allowed them to use a galga. So Amar, my timer, it's my timer. He says, what? The reason, the whole sphere that you can't do it is because you might come to fill up water and water your garden in the chub. He says, yeah, there's nothing here to water in Mechoza. It's obviously a very dry place. And therefore, that there's nothing here. However, since he saw that people were ending up using this water for problematic reasons. Taru bei kitna, look at Rashi there. Taru bei kitna, shorin bo pishtan b'chol. Right, they were using the water on Shabbos to soak their flax during the weekday. Rashi says, yeah, taru is sharu, right? Shorin, like taru, sharu, asar lehu. In the end, he said that it was asu. All right, so bottom line is, there's not a problem with the noise issue. The problem there as well is because of lashkot eragino v'rachurva. Okay, now we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah we had there, the halacha, that we said that on Yontif you could use the Be'er HaKir. And when I said it's not Be'er HaKir in terms of walls, the Gemara says like this. My Be'er HaKir? What is this Be'er HaKir? So Amar, right? So Amar, Shmuel says like this. Shmuel says, Bor, it's a pit, a well. Shehikru Alea Dvarim, right? That there were Akashias asked about it. Look at Rashi. Shehikru Alea Dvarim, the very first wide lines at the end. Keshalu min Agola, when they came in Aliyah from Galut, Huchuchula, they needed water. Kelekama venimu vitru, vabitlu takara shvud. So there they nimnu vitru, they took a vote halakhically, they discussed the issue, vabitlu takara shvud. And they said this issue of shvud in this particular circumstance is gone, no longer relevant. Lemalot hemene begalgal. Right, and Rashi it says, and that was it called Be'er HaKira? Because this pit where there was a kriyu, they spoke about it, they called out on it. This particular was the only one that they allowed, and he says the hikru is lashon kriya. Right, sheviu by ra'ayot that Ibrahim sheyesh bahen koach la'koshu v'nei dochakan. Chachamim at the time said we allowed him to vatel the shvut and allow the olei regel to use these things, or le regel, or lim teret Yisrael, whatever the case was. It's b'nei golas, how much of it's aliyah le regel, or aliyah, but they nonetheless could use it when they came to Eretz Yisrael. That's what Shmuel says. So mate, we've got a question from Brighter. Lo kol borot akarot hitiru elezo bilvad. Now, as we see here, we've got other borot akarot, or borot akirot, right? Borot akirot, so that's how you pronounce something. Lo, because I am right. Lo, Hakirot, right? Lo kol abirot hakirot hitiru ela zo bilvad. So this is a bit of a difficulty now. If we say the lo kol abirot hakirot, we see other borot that are called borot hakirot. So this is called borakir because kiru, or the other borakirot also called borakiru. So it can't be the reason why that's called borakirot, right? V'amanchi kiru dvari malea. So my zo bilvad. If you're going to say all those borot, they're called borakirot because they were kiru alea. Spoken about them, so why this bor, only the only bor we can use? El Amar Rab Nachman by Yitzchak Be'er Mayim Chayim, talking about a living well, a spring water. Shneimar Kakir Bir Mayima Meimea. Right, look at Rashi over here. Ma'ishu Bevad. El Amar Rab Nachman by Yitzchak Ayre Shemayim Chayim Aita Kari Lei Bor Akar Lashon Mekor. So he says, yeah, the word bor she Be'er Akir is a Mekor. Mekor meaning a source of water. Kamoa. Kakir bir meimea, kamo she ma'ayan mekor anovea mitchadesh v'olech musib tamid, kacha, he cry. Okay, so the other ones are all called the same thing. Bir kamo be'er. So bir akir, basically because it was a well type of water, and that's why they said over here that you could use it. I suppose it's not going to run out, it's not going to dry out, there's new water all the time, people won't come along and see that you emptied it out, whatever the case was. There were serious heavyweights over there, and they came along and they said, this particular bear, these Mayim Chayims, there's a Masorah that we can use them, and therefore they allowed them to use them. Okay, new Mishnah. Sherech Shimzaba Migdash. Now we come, literally, it's unbelievable, at the end of the Masechta, like we've seen in so many Masechtas that we've learned together, that at the end of the Masechtas, we're running along with Alochot, which never managed to fit in somewhere else. And they aren't necessarily related to the Masechet at all. There's nothing to do with Arabic, or even to do with anything of that like. So again, Sheret Shenim Tzah B'Migdash. Now we're speaking about, particularly about a Migdash. If you've got a Sheret that's in the Migdash, right, one of these crawlies, right, which would be an Abatumah, like a rodent or some kind like that, right, the Shratzim, right, Shenim Tzah B'Migdash, Kohen Motzio B'Hamayno. So the Kohen can take it out, Rakarashi, B'Shabbat, on Shabbos, right? V'lo chai shetiltu, and we don't worry about taking it, to Enshvut, Lashvut, to the Migdash, and he uses B'Hamayno, what's B'Hamayno, Rashi, B'Avneto, with his sash. V'afal gav, says Rashi, D'metamelei, L'Avnechu, Kadosh, and even though he's going to make a tame, as soon as he picks up this, let's assume it's a dead a dead sheretz, right? If it's a live sheretz, we don't care. Don't deprive the tam. It's dead sheretz. I'll be metamez avatuma. Now you're going to attach this avnate to the sheretz with your avnate. Hachi adif is still preferable tanakama. Why? Shelo lishhot in atuma bazara. Okay. Velechazer achar tzvat shel eitz. He pshut ekli eitz. She'enu mekabel atuma. He says like this. He says a couple of things. He says, firstly, he takes it up with his sash. We don't worry about the sash becoming tame. Why? Because it's preferable to metame the sash than to leave it in the Beit HaMikdash for a longer period of time while he's running around to try and find some sort of wooden tongs. He says the tongs are pshutek as the one mekabel tuma. On the one hand, lo nagab, and also ubiyado lo nagabai, he also copied of his hand. Why? The lo nitmi, ko and gufe, because he can't become tame himself. Hilchach bahamainu, also he holds it with his sash. Do nagabei v'sheretz enu metame b'masa, and he won't become tame by carrying the sheretz, because the sheretz enu is metame b'maga, by touching it, and by touching with his sash, he's not touching it, and therefore by carrying it, he'll become tame. V'havneit shemitame b'sheretz enu metame ha'koin ha'ochzor d'have le'avneit rishon etume v'lachar rovechidi. B'chol ha'shas, in the whole ha'shas, we've learned that even though the sheretz is avatuma, the kli becomes a rishon etume. And he says, "She'ain adam v'kelim mekablim tuma elam yavatuma." A person and other kelim only can be mekabel tuma avatuma. So the sheretz will mekame the kli, but the kli will mekame the kohen or other kelim, because in order for other kelim or the kohen himself to become tame, there has to be direct contact with the avatuma himself. Okay, I think that's enough for this part of the Rashi. Now let's go back to the Gemara. So he says, "Why does Tanakama say take it up with the sash?" Shlo l'shahot l'atuma divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruka. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, "No." But Svat Shil Eitz, on the contrary, take a bit of time, run around, go and find a Pshut Ekli Eitz, some sort of wooden object that has a Mekabel Tuma, and take it out with that. Why? Shelol Rabot Ratuma. So there's a Machloket Tanakama, which Rabbi Yochanan Baruka, right, and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Baruka says, rather, act quickly. We don't want the Tuma in the Beit HaMikdash any longer than it has to be, and we don't care that a Kli might become Tame. And Rabbi Yehuda says, on the contrary, take your time, rather let it sit there for a little bit, and go and find a tzvat, a pshuta pliat, a tong, and take it out, and don't make a kli tame. That's the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan Baruch and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Mishnah says, "Mihaychan motzino to mina." If we find the sheretz of the Beit HaMikdash, which areas of the Beit HaMikdash do we take it out of, which do we leave it in? So again, here's the machlok over here between Rabbi Shimon ben Nana and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Nana says, "Moto min haychal, from the haychal, umin haulam, umibein haulam lemizbeach." The Rabbi Shimon ben Nana. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol makom shechavin al zdono karet mashkiyachto chatat. Anywhere, if you went into the Beit HaMikdash Tamei, any area, including the Azara, right? This is over here. Not only the Heichal and the Ulam, Ben Ulam, the Mizbayach, in that part, even the Azara, right? There's Rad Nashim, I think we're speaking about it there. Misham motzin oto, ushar kol hamakomot, kofin ala psachter. And any other place in the Beit HaMikdash, where you wouldn't be b'chayef karet if you went on a mistake, just cover up with a psach. Rashi says, "Yeah, psach there is some sort of copper pot." Third one on the Rashi: "Sir shel nechoshet lichsoto ad shetechshach lemotzei Shabbos." Right, and there you carry that up. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now we've got two halachos which have nothing to do with this Mishnah at all, but are related to other halachos which we've learned over here now. Right, these are the previous Mishnahs. Rabbi Shimon Omer, makom shehitulcha chachamim, where chachamim allowed you to be over on certain halachos. Mishelcha natnu, that particular to you. We'll see in the moment right on what that means. Rashi says, "Aviyakov and Rizal and Gemara," what they're talking about. And Mishelcha natnu lecha shelo itu lecha el mishum shvut. And again, places where they allowed you to do things, they only allowed you to be over on Isurim, which we saw at the Rabbanan, never on Isur Doraita. We'll see that further on the Gemara as well. Okay, Gemara. Amrav Tebi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. This is Aloha now in the name of Shmuel. Hamachnis, we had a machloke between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda. What's a bigger problem? To leave Tumah for a longer period of time in the Beit HaMikdash, or get it out quickly, even at the expense of being with Tameh, one of the clay Kodesh? It was the machloke. So Amar Shmuel Hamachnis Tameh Sheretz LeMikdash. If you bring a Tameh Sheretz, something which had become Tameh from a Sheretz into the Beit HaMikdash, you are Chayev. Now, what does it mean, you are Chayev? Look at Rashi. Hamachnis tamei sheretz kli shenitmar b'sheretz eskrashi is a kli which had become tamei with the sheretz chayav chatat b'shogeg v'karet al zdono shum ket migdash Hashem tamei. You chayav, if you brought a tamei kli into the migdash b'shogeg you chayav chatat, that on purpose you chayav karet. The got that gravy, yeah, brings a different type of limud. So you chayav malkud nocha. Let's go. Right. So that's they say like this. So that's what Shmuel says. Tamei sheretz mitzvah chayav. Sheretz Atzmo, but if you bring the Sheretz itself into the Beit HaMikdash, you are Patur. Patur means Asur, about Patur, right? Which says, it's not Isur bringing the actual Tumah into the Beit HaMikdash. We don't want you to do it. But the Sheretz itself is not Tameh. Very important this. The Sheretz is an Avatumah. It itself is not Tameh. It's quite a fine line here, right? There's no, the Sheretz is not a Tameh, even if it's dead. It is metameh. If it touches something, or metameh that something. So if a kli or a kohen or something like or beged, whatever the case is, becomes touches that sheretz, dead sheretz, it will become tameh. But the sheretz is not tameh. So if you brought a sheretz in, we said it isn't metameh but masa, it's only b'magas. So if you brought it in without actually holding it through something else with the gloves, whatever the case, you draw one of the mitzvahs, you don't chayv anything. It's God, but do it, but you pato. So my timer, why? Amar kra, he quotes a pasuk. What's the pasuk? It says, Bizachar v'ad nekeva tishlechumi tishlechumi. Right, it says, Bizachar v'ad nekeva. Look at the whole pasuk over here. The pasuk comes from Bamidbar. Bizachar v'ad nekeva tishalechu el michutz l'machaneh. From Zachar and nekeva, send it out of the camp if it's tameh. Tishalechum v'lo yitamu et machaneh. They must go out, they must make your tent, your camp tameh. Asher yishochem t'chem, because Hashem yishochem b'tucha. So he says like this, Shmuel, Mi sheyesh lo tahara b'mikvah, who must go out of the machaneh? And who is metameh your machaneh? A person or something which has got tahara b'mikvah. A person can become tameh, and he can become tahor in the mikvah, he must go out. A kli, that was the tameh sheretz, a kli which was tameh from a sheretz, can become tahor in the mikvah, it must go out. Sheretz itself? What's the problem? Yatsa sheretz, that excludes the sheretz itself. She'ein lo tara. The sheretz can't become tahor. So the sheretz can't become tahor. Is it metameh? Is it metameh? It's not Yisur to bring into the Beit HaMikdash. It's Asher Vav Patur. As the Gemara says, Leim v'tam esayle. We've got something to support the Shmuel over here. Mizachar nekevat shalechu. This passage that he brought over here, which says, Mizachar nekevat shalechu prat leklei cheretz. Right, this is coming to exclude Klei Cheres. Now, what's the story of Klei Cheres? Klei Cheres, you can't make it. It's a long Rashi. I'm going to leave it out. Take us too long. And the bottom line is this. We've heard this before. The only way, and all of you know the answer, how do you metaher a Cheres, which became Tahor, a Tameh? How do you do it? New, come on. Steve?
Break it.
You break it. You don't stick a Klei Cheres into Mikvah. There's no Tahara in a Mikvah of a Klei Cheres. You have to break it. The breaking, remember that we saw, making a hole big enough that a grogeret can't fall through, remember? We said if it's normally a kli which holds rice, you make it a bigger hole, there's a hole that holds fruits, you got to make a kli that's broken, that it can't be used. That's the way you metire the kli. It says, prat l'kli cheres, di Rabbi Yossi Agili. So he says, my time, why? What's the reason that the kli cheres is patur, is excluded, yeah? La mishum, delay tle tar b'mikvah. That seems to be a support. To what Shmuel just said, the Gemara said, no. Mi shenase avatuma, yatsa kli cheres, she'el nasa avatuma. He says that's different. He says, mi shenase, we talk about avatuma over here. The cheres, it never becomes an avatuma. Right? Because the kli cheres at the most, what happened to kli cheres? Remember the avir, the airspace of the kli cheres is metame, right? So the kli cheres itself, the avatuma come into the kli cheres, the airspace is metame, the kli. And the kli is matama, whatever's in the kli. It can't become an avatuma. So we said, Leibek etzna. Maybe this is like this machloket etzna. What's the machloket? Sheretz shenimta b'mikdash. If you've got it, but rather, this is our Mishnah. The Gemara says, let's say that this is like a same lochetna in our Mishnah. What's the machloket etzna in our Mishnah? Sheretz shenimta b'mikdash. You've got a sheretz in the Mikdash. Kohen motzio b'yamino, shelo yashot yatuma, di Rabbi Yochanan Meruka. He says, take it in with your sash. Even your sash will come tame, get it out. Rabbi Yehuda, mer no, bitzvat shereitz motzio. Rather use a pshut ekliyetz, which is become a tumah. Why should not abort? We don't have extra time with tumah in the mikdash. The word says, my love, isn't this the machloket? The mind, I'm a shlo lishahot kesavar. The one who says, don't leave it there any longer, get it out. Rabbi Yochanan Brooker says, quickly get it out. Even you're going to tumah your clothes. What's his opinion? Hamachni shereitz lemikdash chayiv. He would say, you can't have it in there, therefore get it out. And if he said you've got to get it out, he would say it's asur to bring it in. That's why you've got to rush to get it out, because it's us to have it in there. And on the other hand, which we saw there was Rabbi Huda over here, who says, no, right? Don't extend the tumor. Don't make more things tumor. Rather go spend a bit of time and go and find your tzvat, your tongs to get it out. Kesavar Hamachli shares the Mikdash Patur. He says having a day is not a big deal. So therefore, if it's there for another half an hour, well, you got to find something which is Mekabel Tumah, not a big deal. Why? Because it's not Isra having a sheretz in the Mikdash. The Isra is that if something became Tamei sheretz, that it can't be in the Beit HaMikdash. Isn't that the same machloket? Moreh says, no, that's not the machloket. The Kule Al Mechayev. Everybody says that you chayev. Right? Look at Rashi over here. It's not Rashi. I thought it was Rashi. He says, no. The Kulama Yuchayev, you can't bring it, on that bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. V'hachev v'hachev, this is the machloket. Mar Savar, the machloket Rabbi Yochanan Brook Rabbi Yehuda is, Shihuye Tuma Adif, rather it's better to leave it there. So Rabbi Yehuda will say, rather leave it there, have it there longer than making the Tameh clothes. Umar Savar, Afushe Tuma, and the Tanakh, Rabbi Yochanan Brook would say, rather additional Tuma is better, we don't mind if you make more clothes Tameh, as long as you get it out there very quickly. So Gemara says, "Ela kahani tnai." Right. Therefore, we see a lot of machloket tanaim over here. This machloket we spoke about bringing it in, whether you can bring it or not bring it in. You chayv, not chayv. Not really like our machloket in our Mishnah. Because our machloket in our Mishnah says they also that it's asur to bring it in. So it's like the one side of the machloket. So Gemara says, "No, this is a similar machloket to the machloket you can or you can't bring it in or not." It says ditnan mehechan motzin. The second part of our Mishnah. The second part of our Mishnah says like this: Mehechan motzin oto. Where do you take that from? So machloket Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shuvei Nanas. Whether the Azara was included or not. He says, my love, Bahak, isn't this the machloket? Right? The man, the Amar mi Azara. The one who says you have to get it out of the Azara, Rabbi Akiva, lo kesavar hamachnis sheretz lemigdash patur. He says, you get it out of everywhere. So he would say, you certainly aren't patur to bring it in. Uman the Amar mi kula Azara. Man the Amar my law back forget the man Amar mi Azara law mafkina lebe Shabbos. Ksavar amachni sheres lemidas patur de lo ba inan shiluach midoraita. Right, it's not asur, right? And the one who says man the Amar mi kula Azara, get it out from the whole Azara, even on the Azara, he would say ksavar chayv. You can't have it in the Beit HaMikdash. Get it out from everywhere. You can't bring it in. He would definitely say you got to bring it in. Right, so that is how the Gemara at the moment seems to end up. We could really end up over here and say that could be a machloket, similar machloket, but Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Anas on that. There's a machloket Rashi Tosfot over here, by the way, whether the next part of the Gemara is a response to this a suggestion, and that's the machloket Tanaim, or if it's something on its own. So I think in order to make tomorrow's shiur a little bit shorter, because I want to finish tomorrow early so we can have our guests talking, let's just carry on now to the end of the sugya over here. It was like Rabbi Yochanan. So now, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ushnei mikra echad darshu." Both these machloket Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva learn the same pasuk. Look at Rashi. Inyan iyule kule alma. Both of them say, bringing it into the Beit HaMikdash, hamachni sheretz chayev. That you chayev, you bring in the sheretz. Or inyan lohotzi anim tzibas Rabbi Shabbat b'hai krapig. And actually, so that is words what Rashi is saying is that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us no. That's not the same machloket about bringing in or not bringing in. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva are not arguing about whether it's asur or mutar to bring it in, whether you patur or not patur, bring the sheretz in. They both agree, says according to Rashi, that if you bring a sheretz in, you chayev. And what's their machloket? Their machloket is around another pasuk. And what's the pasuk between Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva? What's the pasuk? The pasuk says as follows. This is a pasuk in Divrei Yamim. The Kohanim came into the Beit HaMikdash to clean up the place. This is during the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, of his father Ahaz, had made the whole place Tameh. He came in to metahir the place. The Kohanim came in. They found inside the Beit HaMikdash. L'chatzer bar Hashem took it outside. V'yekablu alevim lotzi anachal kidron chutza. And the Levi'im came to the chatzer, right? And they took it from there and threw it away into Nachal Kidron. So we see the Kohanim went out a certain spot and the Levi'im took over from them. So he said, what's the machloket over here? V'yekablu alevim lotzi anachal kidron. Mar savar mide ishtenei ba'azara b'Levi'im tumu ba'azara leika. So the one says over here, Mar Savar, right? Look at Rashi, so explains his psukim over here. So Avo Kohanim, Avo Azor v'Tikruvteh Shehein Metamim ba'Ohal. The Avo Azor in there, Lechatzim Hashem, the Azara. Remember that's the Azara. The machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon was the Azara. ויקבלו הלאיבים להוציא משם לנחל קדרון. Look at Rashi. אבל כהנים אחרים לא מתאמן, the other כהנים never took it over. Only the כהנים who had became tamei went in and took it out and passed it on. אף מי שהיו צריכים לאנשים הרבה, even though they need lots of people, אלו מוצאים מן ההיכל לעזרה. They took it from the היכל, from the קודש הקודשים area, to the עזרה. ואילו משם ולחוץ, לווים הוא דמתאמינם ולא כהנים. And from there the Levim came in and took over. So the Kohanim went into the Heichal, and the Levim took over from there. Why? Benana savar mi de ishtenei tumat azara mi Kohanim le Levim shma mina heched ite bazara lo mafkinan le. He says, since it was now moved into the azara, from the azara, there's no issue. So therefore we can't allow the Kohanim to become tamei. They can't become tamei, and their clothes can't become tamei to move it out of the azara. That we can't allow. Right? Ele mahadrinan ahetaira. Right, wait. You go and find a way to do it with a heter. Ube Shabbat dami lo techen shul. You can't, and therefore, just as the Kohanim couldn't make them themselves or their clothes tamei, they brought in Levim to do the job. So too on Shabbos, you wouldn't be mechal on Shabbos for it, because even though it's a shvut, you wouldn't be over on the shvut. So this seems to be the machloket between Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva. On the other hand, right. מסים נשתם באזרה בלווים תומה באזרה לייקו מה סבר עד היכד לא אפשר בלווים מפקי כהנים. Another one said, would say, no, what's going on over here? Just because the Levim are coming, the Levim can come in there, but if the Levim would have to come in, the Kohanim would be able to do it. Hashal efshar b'levim tu lo metame kohanim. Okay, so that will be the difference between the two of them. The next part of the machloket, we'll carry on with the rest tomorrow.